Howdy, folks, howdy. Strangers around these parts? Yes, this is the little country church of Hollywood, all right. Come right in and welcome. The quartet and Brother Rudy's come in, and I'm Brother Strollin' Tom, so if the parson and his good wife Sarah don't get here pretty soon, we might heist off and start the meeting most any time. Parson and Sister Hopkins went by to howdy with Aunt Lou Salter. Aunt Lou prides herself on her preserves. So I guess they enjoyed biscuits and preserves this morning along with a dish of fried chicken and the trimmings. The best way to find out about it is to listen to Brother and Sister Hopkins and their old buggy horse, Dan, as they trot along to meeting. Can you all hear them? Yeah, they're coming in on the Possum Trot Road from Aunt Lou Salter.
Oh, I intended to ask Aunt Lou for her recipe on putting up pizza.
Yes, they sure was powerful, too.
Just now, what is your favorite preserve?
Oh, well, blackberry jam is mighty good, and you know plums ain't bad.
No.
Watermelon rinds, too. That's another one of my favorites.
Yes, that's good.
But, honey, you know the government is getting out a new kind?
The government?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I reckon they'll give them away, sort of like they do garden seed.
Well, what kind of preserves is the government giving away? I hadn't heard about them.
Forest preserves.
Oh, where did you get that idea just now?
Well, the neighbors was all talking about it there in Lige Gupton's shoe shop.
They were?
Yes, they was. Yeah, they put up a thing over there at the post office, some sort of a showing about the government furnishing forest preserves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bill Evans says he thinks that the forest preserves is a mixture of all sorts of wild berries that grows in the woods. Yep.
You know it might be that?
Yeah, it might, but Finest Pirtle, he thinks it's acorns. Just, you know, oak tree acorns. Put up some sort of way, but law me, I say, you never could make no preserves suit my taste out of acorns.
No.
Get up there.
Is Luke Methuselah's uncle gone back to the city yet?
Let's pull over here, honey. This here's a good quiet place right here to rest a while and let Dan catch his breath. Ooh.
It certainly is.
Pretty place here on the trees, ain't it?
Yes, it is. But you didn't answer me about Brother Methuselah's uncle.
Oh, yeah, that about his uncle, yeah. Luke said he was going to take the hack into the center next Tuesday. That's what he said. You know, his uncle sure is bald-headed, ain't he?
I reckon he is.
Yeah, I reckon he is.
He
bald-headed.
Hasn't got a hair at all, has he?
No, he ain't. You know, his head's as slick as a peeled onion.
What you laughing at?
Something Luke Methuselah told me about his uncle.
Yeah? What was that?
Yeah, you see, Luke's uncle's an old bachelor.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
that.
And he's powerful interested in the singing school that Professor Gandy's a holding, you know, in the Red Onion Schoolhouse every night this week.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah, he waxes his mustache and rubs off his shoes every night and goes to the singing.
Well, what's that to laugh at?
Get up there, Dan. Oh, it's the way he's a sparking Aunt Lou Salter. Get up there. And what Luke said about bald-headed men in general.
Luke said it?
Yeah. Luke said that all a bald-headed man had to do to get ready to go to the singing was to straighten out his necktie.
Well, what you going to talk on today, Jessica?
You know, I thought I'd talk on remembering. Get up
remembering?
Yeah.
Where is that verse?
Yeah, that verse is there in Matthew. It's the 26th chapter and 75th verse where it speaks about Simon Peter remembering the words of the Lord. That's what it is.
Well, you better watch that bump now and talk later.
About that. You slow down there. I'm slowing down right now, honey. Oh, boy, Lord, me, I don't want to hit that bump hard anymore.
God's saving courage, let it be. And thy great admiral on his knee. Sail on, sail on, sail on. Sail on, sail on, the storm will soon be past. The darkness will not always last. Sail on, sail on, sail on, sail on. God lives and he commands, sail on, sail on.
Well, howdy, neighbors.
Howdy,
Oh, we sure had a great time over at Aunt Lou's. Oh, she's got the preserves and more preserves. Yeah. You know, I was telling her today that I was going to ask you all to sing a piece and dedicate it for her. Of course, sort of in return for that big preserve eating we had this morning. Yeah, she likes that piece there. It's something about the hand that was wounded. You all got that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wish you all would sing that. It's the hand that was wounded for me. That's it. Let her just start.
And that one nailed to the cross of woe, in Marika down to the world below, is beckoning now to the soul that roam, and pointing the way to the
You just turn over there. I think it's about four pages further over there in that red book. There's a piece there that just makes my heart so tender every time I sing it. It gets me so homesick. I'm coming home. Rudy, you know that, don't you? Well, you go ahead and hide that. I'm coming home.
Jesus, I am coming home today. For I have found the joy in thee. I turn away. Now I am coming home. Jesus, I am coming home today. Never, never more to thee to stray, Lord. I now accept thy precious
song. And as a piece just comes floating into my mind like the perfume out of a rose garden when they sing that song. You remember there when that Simon Peter feller, he sort of slid back and said things he ought not said and done things that he ought not have done? And just about the time that he tore off and done something like that, it says there in Matthew 26:7-5, it says, then Simon Peter remembered the words of the Lord. I'll tell you, folks, memories is put mighty deep in the human heart. And just as sure as you are born to die, they're deeper there than you think they are. Now, you take in during the war, of course, I was a sort of a sky pilot around with the fellas, such as I was. I didn't know much, but I done the best I could with what little I had. The thing that touched me was them old boys that lay around there and them barrack places, that's what they call the places where they stayed at, was the barracks. You'd find a little picture of an old gate, or a picture of an old grapevine swing. And Matt and I, everybody had a picture of the sweetest face, old ladies, all awful touching. See, memories of home. I don't care how bare them walls was, fellas would find some place to stick up a little memory of home. But I think the one that stands out the tenderest in my own heart and the most touching was the night that my orderly got killed. It was terribly. They sent for me, and I got up there. He didn't know nothing. But you know them memories had stuck in his heart? And when I come in, you see, he didn't know who it was. And who do you reckon he thought it was? Thought I was his mother. I just sort of put my hand on his forehead, you see, right there, and he said, Mother, keep your hand there. Well, see, it just got me down so I was scared. Well, I just hated to take my hand off. And then when I did, he said, will you rock me, Mother? I'm so sleepy, rock me to sleep. See, he'd got hit in the neck. Well, they had an old chair there. It didn't have no rockers on it, and so I just tuck him up in my arms. One of the boys says, I'd go on and humor him. He don't know no better. So I just reached down and tuck him and put his head on my shoulder, and I rocked backwards and forwards. And do you know he smiled? I was so glad I could do that. And that's the fellow, you know, I was telling you all about. He sort of come to himself just before he went away and kind of opened his eyes, and he seed me. And he kind of hoisted his hand up and waved it and said, well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow. That is the fellow. I told you all about the fellow. Yes, this remembering is all for tender business, and it's mighty deep in the human heart. Talking about memories, you know what I sort of think about them? That memories is put in the human heart, sort of like the needle in a compass, to point to better things. Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.